Yo, what's up, everybody? I mean, it's literally Mother's Day. I mean, yeah, it's an awesome time. You know, remembering the ladies who, you know, gave birth to us and definitely gave us a life, took care of us, you know, it's an honor. Anyways, how y'all doing, man? Welcome to Just Chat Podcast, and this is another awesome, awesome episode. I can't wait.
It's about that time. It's about that time. Welcome to the smoking section. Welcome to the smoking session. With me, Danny, the storyteller. Hey, oh, I remember like it was last night. And now you're gone. And right now I know we messed up. And right now I know we fucked up. That's why I'm in my smoking section. That's why I'm in the smoking session. Trying to mediate, trying to meditate on the vibe. Oh, right now I think I'm gonna build a titanium wall behind my heart. Gonna be friends apart, and I know we can fix this now. I don't know if we can be baby and boo together again, but hey, hey, we can try fixing this or not. We can try moving on from this or not. I don't wanna fight no more. I don't wanna fight no more.
Hello again. Hi there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you're listening to. That was a sample from the one, the only, Danny the Storyteller. Or you can call him Daniel. And welcome to another awesome episode of Just Chat Podcast. Yeah, guys, it's a Sunday. It's the 14th May here in the 254. It's Mother's Day. Hey, yo, if my mom is actually hearing this, yo, I love you so much. Thank you for guiding me, you know, for motivating me. You know, sometimes we definitely, you know, have differences and stuff, but you're always there for me. And yeah, this is definitely, yeah, I'm not good at opening up. Yeah, but I did good, right? I did good, guys. Hi! Again, yo, guys. So, today I was just sitting down and reminiscing on the high school fiascos of high school, you know? High school. Hey, Kenya! Ah, the days. And then I was, like, asking myself, did those days actually, probably the experiences you had, you know, the type of experiences you had, because we all had different experiences depending on the schools we were in. I was schooling in Nakuru in Kenya. It was nice. It was. this is gonna be a spicy one. Yeah, guys, so I hope you've been good. I hope you all have been awesome. We're still grinding. We're still, you know, endlessly trying to, you know, make that paper. Definitely, you know, grow eventually and become a person who just wants to, what do we call it? Enjoy life, for lack of a better word, but just be yourself. The download low key, whatever, you know. We all have our own ambitions and stuff. So yeah. Anywho, hope mko freshi. If you're new, as I always say, welcome to the Banter Adjusted podcast, where we just get mental, understand things, and sometimes just things get out of hand, literally. Like, yeah, but we always come back and yeah. Anyway, guys, as I was saying, yeah, I was schooling in Nakuru. Yeah, it was a nice place. Yeah, you got to experience a lot. It was really interesting. Yeah, and I was thinking, do those experiences or how you felt in high school or what you went through kind of mold you to become someone? Because, you know, we all went through happy times, crazy times, homesicknesses, you know, for some of us. Not everyone experienced that, but I did. Damn. The first day was really nice, you know, you're welcomed. And then I met a guy who was in Form 4 by then. His name was Sting. He was kind of famous, you know, and it was really nice. And then he had this soprano, sorry to say, but yeah, he was a really nice guy. He was like, yeah, but wherever he is, I hope he succeeded in life and grew to become a really ambitious guy, because he was really ambitious and a nice guy, man. Yeah, you know those kind of guys who smile a lot, but in the background, maybe they're like the guys who call the shots, man, you know? Yeah, So he was in Form 4. I met him, was playing soccer. He invited me well. He took me in. That day was really nice. I actually stayed with home clothes that day. But the food was... I saw the guys eating and I was like, hey, you guys are hungry. How are you eating this food? Like, how the fuck are you eating this food, guys? Like, it has no salt. And I felt like it had paraffin, like skooma, like the acidity. Like, I used to get heartburns. Like, I had to get a letter known as the cooler cabbages. Yeah, those cabbages were nice. But yeah, I survived. So that first day, I just went for Ngumu's Rego cubes in the canteen. Yeah, we were being given Rego cubes. And I poured on that food, the skooma. I gave away the ugali. Any guys wanted ugali, for crying out loud. You see someone with a little... So the following morning, that's when I realized, that's why y'all needed the ugali. Because the bread in the morning or the ngumus are not like as a shibishi. So I'd prefer for something heavier. But then who am I? From one, unachua pocket money at 3K, yeah? You're like, wow, that's a lot of money. So I'd spend like, you know, a packet is 50 shillings. You know, those years were really nice because things were cheap. You'd actually maintain money. But only who is maintaining money in high school? Like, yo, Z. Oh, what's up, kiwana magialdem? You show them who you are, you know. But anyway, in Form 1, I was just... So the second day, first day was nice. Second day was okay, nikapewa uniform. No, that's when I was like, bruh, yo. You see this type of movies where you get in prison, and then you see this scene. You know, get with me now. You know, guys, let's visualize this. You're in a scene. So, the prisoner goes in. He's not a weakling, but maybe he was already prepared for that life. So, unafika, unatoa nguo, unaangaliwa... Anyway, guys still find weed in the prisons. Anyway, that's another story. But yeah, you get in, and then you get to that place, you're given the uniform and you're tagged, and you're given a name. 40. Mine was 40067. I think so, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. Fuck, I remember it. Yeah, anyway, give me that tag, your box. We had, box and suitcases, guys. You know, we're being allowed suitcases. Anyway, and then, this is nice. From one, you know, I enjoyed it. Uniform, that's when it hit me. Fuck, I'm getting in the system, man. I'm going to be shaving my hair. Like my dad never even got me to shave my hair, but high school did. But, you know, from one, of course, I survived. And then homesickness hit me, like, the second week. I was like, my mom is not here. My dad is not. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Fuck. Oh, no. I'm surviving. Oh, no. So I got used to the food. Eventually, the githeri was nice, especially for ones who are being told frontline. So you're getting something called top layer. If you all you schooled in Kenya and remember something called top layer, that thing was like mafta yote. Isn't it nice salt mafta? Yo, I feel like I should just go back to my high school and be like, you get top layer to like, you just want top layer. Anyway, guys. It was a really nice experience. Sting was there. I was probably not bullied. Okay, I'd say I was for like a day. I think like probably. I don't know. I was like, yo, fumoni aje poa. Poa sana. Let me know, unanyonga tie. Like, unanyonga tie adi. Like, you were wearing like an official. And then baggy trousers. The trend had not yet hit me. I had not yet become a misfit, you know. Yeah, so I was an innocent kiddo, but you know, I'm mischievous in the background. I'd probably, you know, sneak in sugar. Yo, I'm confessing stuff. But anyway, yeah, it's been how many years now? 6, 10. Oh, it's been long. Anyway, So my high school life was such my. It was a book. Like, yo, guys, let me tell you. Form one was nice. Sting left. Then from two I came, since adolescence kicked in, and now you want to see the girls' sister schools now, you know. The girls are, but you never liked the sister schools more. You preferred other girls, and you really fancied this school called Moi Forces Academy. Come on, ask the podcast, no, look at Moi Forces. Sour man, anyway. And then another school called Lockwood. We never got along because they liked my forces. Boys. But anyway, rich girls, you know, speak a lot of English. Like, my mom, I live in Lavington. Man, those days were dope. So from two, mischievous stuff started happening. So from two, so that's when you start choosing subjects before you go to form three. So we all chose. But then funny thing happened. I wondered, why are we all being taken to a class called Form 2 Central? Wait, Form 3 Central. Because we chose classes and then Kabaki Form. So Form 2 East, West. They got East, West. Actually, we had two wings. Yeah. We had two wings. Form 2 East and West. So, Kakaivo, Kachu subjects, you know, all of a sudden. And then now, it's the end. Now you go to Form 3. So tukaekwa Form 3 Central. But here's the thing. The whole of Form 2, guys. Yo, our teachers were crazy as fuck. I'll never forget my Form 2. It's like we were banned for functions. So that's when I became notorious and very ambitious. And I wanted to become like a journalism person. So I started slowly. There was a journalism president. His name was it Lucas? If you're listening to this podcast and you're in my high school, kindly tell me who was the journalism president before me and a friend of mine, a homie, man. It's called Jake Elihaj Bennett, half Kenyan, half Jamaican. That nigga is dope, man. We still talk, but not too much. I feel like we have some differences we need to sort out. Jake, if you're listening to this, definitely know. But yeah, we had some differences some time back, but we're still homies. We know it, but probably our pride just doesn't want to, you know, say it. But yeah, both doing good. So yeah, anyway, I think his name was Lucas. He was also St. John Ambulance President. Maze, kuna time to lenda. You guys, kuna time to lenda. This St. John Ambulance Symposium, we trained, then everyone got back drunk. That was nice. Anyway, high school shenanigans were really, you got molded, you get suspended, you know, not too expelled. So from two, nothing much really happened because you were dormant, you're just studying. being kept in school, adolescence was their functions, zilikuwa tu zile za CU, you know, zile weekend challenges. Hey man, our CU chairperson, his name was Davy, and another one called, tulikuwa namuita chairman. These guys were notorious, but chini ya maji. But our class from 3 Central only knew, like, we were notorious. I think tuli separate tu atuna notoriousness, because half of our class was expelled when we were in Form 4. Like, mtu alikuwa akuja anafanya KCSE, then goes home. Like, they were staying in Akuru. I literally don't know where they were staying, but most of us passed. Like, went to campus, got into our own gigs, like, literally employment. Like, guys are doing good. Like, literally, I'd say most of us, if not all, when you're in Onaga, guys are doing good. I mean, boys will always be boys, definitely, but you always get to follow up and say, like, yeah, umse, yeah. Yeah, but kuna wale wali potea kidogo to the dark. Shit, man. Life changes people, man. Life. So from 3, the spice became hot. So I became the journalism president, and with my homie Jake. Sasa, kama wa kuharibu, eh? Nona sasa ba, sisi ni walo ase. So at night, if the lights go off, I was in from 3 Central. Jake was kind of cool, chilled. So you never know, but you'd know. He was a Muslim. So, hey, mazee, Jake alikuwa leto wa chakula. Tukwa la kula. Hey, we. But anyway, it was really interesting. That life really molded you. The teachers, don't get me started with our deputy principal. He used to also be the rugby coach. That teacher found you in a problem and he had beans. He was like, yo, where? But his was like a lion, like literally, guys. And like a lion. Yo, and he was a biology teacher. But I dropped biology. I really didn't like biology. I liked physics. Really interesting stuff, like laboratory. Yo, man. Chemistry, our teacher, he passed on. God rest his soul in peace. He was called Derendende. Yeah, trust me, the name. Trust, don't ask. But he was a really funny man and had flappy ears. If a cartoon character was him, let's see. Who had big ears in this old Cartoon Network films? Not like human type of ears. Anyone who watched Fat Dog Mendoza in Cartoon Network, Kitambo, if you didn't go check it out, there was a character there. And there was this other cartoon where guys, there's some cartoons who used to live in an island. And then there was, they used to do some nice, funny tribal stuff. It was just like an island. If you all remember that cartoon, please just DM me on Just Chat Podcast at justchat.pod. That's the name, at justchat.pod. Just check me out there. That's where we are, actually. We started an Instagram page. We hit 539, guys. Woo! Breakthrough. Anyway, so high school was really interesting. You get punished. There was a time, guys, from 3, so you guys get notorious. So we used to make noise, and our class, we had this guy called Senti. Our class had many rugby guys, so I broke a clavicle, so that's why I stopped playing rugby. My left collarbone broke, guys, so that's why I transitioned into kickboxing and stuff. So Senti alienda kwa dirisha akaeka glue kwa gazeti, akaeka glue kwa dirisha zote. And then akabakisha kashimo. And our class used to see a whole staff room. Like, you'd see the whole field, literally. So in Form 3, we had this head boy who was called Fatso, but he was demoted because he was hella notorious. Hey, that guy. That guy was notorious as fuck. So yeah, there's a day he was found sleeping in the dorm. Aliambiwa, you either choose a punishment ama uende ulale hapo kwa parade grounds. A guy was like, fuck. Yo, mimi tu mkaniambia, sawa, nitakula breakfast. Kaza, utakula breakfast. Na lunch, sawa. But you will sleep with the clothes we found you. And he used to sleep heavy. And it was sunny, but he never minded. So that guy slept the whole day. Freaking fuck. That guy slept the whole day, man. Joe, okay, he missed the classes. I mean, he'd write notes and stuff, but literally, do you know in high school that was like heaven? Ah, man, I wish I was him, man. Ah, I was like a silent but notorious kind of kid, you know. Yeah, when I broke my clavicle, I came home for 3 months and I never went behind classes. Like, I'd go back and follow up and stuff. I was really an average kid. I'd never say I was really intelligent. Me, I was never a bookworm. Like, you never find me in class. So form three, let me get to this. We had now our class. So we had a guy called Backbenchers. And I can't forget this guy, man. I must mention him. Big up to him. Wherever he is, he was from Muranga High, came to our school. And his name was Vincent Nene. That guy is a guru in business. So that guy, we used to go to a kambe called, is it Kabatini? Yeah, Kabatini, in around Nakuru town. Around Bahati. If ladies from Bahati, girls remember, there was a place called Kabatini. So, guy, food was so sweet and they were so cheap. So, guy, you go with 30 shillings and then buy beans for 20 bob and chapos at 10 bob. They were 5-5. So, and they were really nice. And if you wanted big chapos, it was at 10 bob. So, you'd go eat in Onashiba. It was called a hotel called Perfecto. They had nice chapatis and samosas. We never cared they were donkey meat until you got to realize that, you know, Nakuru had a weird ass infestation for crazy meat. Because there was this guy who did cuts after me finishing high school. He was arrested, but I don't know his story. I wonder how he used to kill those cats. And then MC Jesse, all of a sudden, babe, shout out to MC Jesse. He's a comedian in Kenya. Just goes to Churchill Show and then he's like, watu wa Kenya in Nairobi, oye, oye. And then he goes to Nakuru, as man, watu wa Nakuru, meow. I'm like, fuck, dude, that's dark humor. It's hella funny, but Nakuru. Oh, anyway, so we used to eat donkeys. That meat was hard but sweet. But we also used to, but we never minded. You know, just high schoolers, you're young, you're a teenager, you just wanna get out of high school. So high school used to do well. So when we do well, the principal would be like, and we had a guy called the manager. Mane, we used to call him Mane. So the guy had moolah. Fuck, he bought a bus. He bought a bus for the school. Literally. Anyway. Yeah, so he says, get out, walk. So we had a very stingy bazaar. Fuck, man. Uu bazaar najua, yo dem naenda, alafu nakatana pesa zenu. So you had to keep money, like literally, where jovile uta hide. But guys used to break to boxes. So you'd be like homies and you're like, guys, let's just put money somewhere and do this. So form three was really my best years because you were punished. There's a time you used to sleep in class. Mi kwanza nilishikagwa na blanketi na boxa nini. Ligongwa, the principal used to like me, but he had to punish me either way. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, we had a bedmate. So, we had bedmates. Kwa moja na itwa, had owners of Anesta. His name was Mneja. He used to come with this nice sauce. I don't know the name, but it had nice sausages. It was really spicy. You'd make it from home and it'd come with it. That guy, I don't know if he used to sell it, but he was my bedmate. I used to sleep above him. But eh, that thing was sweet, man. And then I remember a guy in our class called Jagod, man. I can't remember. He was a Sudanese, man. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this, or anyone who knows him is listening to this or has his contact, man, I miss those guys. And a guy called Chris, can't remember. Beto, I don't know, I don't want to confuse his name. It started with a B. I don't know where they are, but they used to give me something called Kisra, man. That thing was sour. But it was sweet. It was like ugali, but not ugali. And they were Muslims. Ah, man, those days you'd used to eat. And then you had a guy called Jose. He was notorious. And Jose and Joseph, they were guys. They used to. Those guys would fight. But not with each other, but they would fight. You know, those guys who just don't give a fuck. Man, I miss those days, man. So they molded you to become... Actually, mentally, you'd be like, yo, I need to hustle. Because Vincent Nene turned our class to a hotel. Because he'd sneak out by whatever things. Samosas, chapatis, sausages, if he finds sausages. Sausages by then were 10 shillings. Yeah, smokies were 15. So he'd go, when we go to the barbershop, sneak them in. Because, hey, guys, we'd even eat fish. Like, there's a day we bought fish and ate in high school. Like, damn. Man, those were the best days ever. Like, you just enjoy life and you literally sit down and be like, did it actually mold me to become the person I am right now? Did it actually play a role in my life? Would probably, if, because I noticed, let me tell you for a fact, if you were in CU, man, you probably just switched up, not became bad or something, but you just switched up and got to understand a philosophy or religion and stuff, or you probably saw stuff. Or it doesn't have to mean you're in CU or stuff, but you just understand a bigger concept. If you experienced, you know, if you were so dormant in high school, guy, you never experienced, like, seriously, man, you missed it. Guy, you missed it, man. Like, because it was really fun being a misfit. For some reason, you just you aren't suspended because you used to perform, and they wouldn't let you go because definitely the GPA of the school will go high if you perform. So why the hell would they let go of a brilliant student? I mean, that's a loss for the school. So they'd probably give you punishments and tolerate you and give you things you can't handle, but you just fall through. I mean, hey man, and probably high school romance was very intense. Damn. Guys, man. So anyway, I feel like it actually played a very big role in how we live our lives and how we actually pull our strings and want to actually grow, because you get to experience and you're like, I will learn these things. Definitely some things you, most of the things you actually learned in school, high school, are not playing a big role, but in other professions they're actually playing a big role. It depends on what profession you are. I mean, the creative also, probably English, Swahili, a little bit of physics, especially in photography and stuff. Biology, never did bio. But I liked going to eat biology food. By those guys, you'd dissect fish. Those guys did a mock practical with actual fucking fish, guys. Hi. And then there's a day they dissected rabbits. But we eat a lot of their food because there weren't that many. Because the agricultural students were also not that many. The chemistry was compulsory in our school, so you'd never miss that. I mean, there's a teacher who used to throw stones if he was on duty, Akugonge. And then I remember this guy who used to play good rugby. His name is Ian J. Here, wherever he is, man. We've never been in touch that much. That guy, there's a day aliangusha gangumu. He had a packet. Alinunua za 50. He used to play rugby. He was, fuck, he was good. That guy would charge at you and you'd be like, okay, I think I should just stop. Because that guy, if he got the ball, you'd be like, oh. A guy who broke my clavicle, I think alikuwa na beef na mimi. Alikuwa yitwa Kuti. Because probably he had a girl and I don't know. But anyway, I broke. So let me tell you a funny story. I never cried that day. And I slept. And I nilikuwa nalala juu. So that day, before I moved and slept with the bedmates I was sleeping with in Form 3, Form 4, because I broke my clavicle in Form 2. That's why I say it was really dormant. So I stayed at home for like 3 months, but I was still very active, very hyper. By then, I'm a very hyperactive person. My mom would find me outside and she'd be like, what the hell? Yo, you have a broken left arm and you're a lefty. I used to write with left, literally, and it's the one that broke. And my mom's like, you should chill and literally heal your arm to go back to school. And when I went back, I wanted to go back to rugby, but I don't know how, but the principal was told that I should not indulge in any activity. And since I'm allergic to like hefty dust, me if you call it a dust, I'll sneeze like crazy. And if the homies who've been around me, if you see that, you know, jogger too, I'll just sneeze. So I never got into like duties and stuff. I just do simple stuff like cleaning and wiping the chemistry lab and stuff. Punishments zangu zilikuwa very funny, but anyway. And oh, there was this hot teacher in practice. Hey, TAs, look at her PTAs. What? She was a daughter to our Swahili teacher. His name was Mr. Kisiangani. Man, I love that teacher, man. Oh, mwalimu angekupiga kofi unarishoku unadhithi. Hey, unadhithi. Ai, alikuwa kijana. Kijana unafanya nini wewe? He was quite old, but really interesting because his classes were really nice and he loved teaching. Like, he loved, you'd see the passion. Like, ulikuwa soma, tulisoma gam stay kimya wazo unacheka tu, because that teacher would be like, and we had this CU chair person, his name was Devi, he never lasted a Swahili class. That guy would doze off, na alikuwa na kambele. So the teacher would, you know, remembering, the teacher would be like, so you just talk, and then the teacher just poses for a while. And everyone knows it's fucking, it's about to go down. Because Devi is about to get the fucking slap. Like, yo. So, and we never talked. We already knew. Like, so Devi would call him up. Hey, this is embarrassing. I don't want to say this live, like, literally. But Devi was probably sleeping and doing some embarrassing stuff. But funny, you know, in a boys' school, that's hella funny. So just stay and sleep and probably ananza kugawa shamba na kitchen. Probably start falling down, but and Vincent Nene alikuwa backbench. So Vincent Nene used to wear spectacles. You never know when he's sleeping, and he was really intelligent because he used to get straight A's. So the teachers used to never care because he'd sleep. You never know, but probably the teachers knew, but he'd pass. So you never bothered. So sisi mimi nilikuwa kakatikati, and sisi tulikuwa, you know, Nakatu, probably you're cool and you're probably talking about music and probably talking about how you'd eat avocado at lunchtime and you're waiting and your stories are all about business and stuff. It was just funny. So that's why I'm saying probably it molded me because I really wanted to do my own stuff. And most of the people who have been with me in high school, I know, are really doing their stuff. Most of them have really not gotten into like literal street stick on permanent type of employment, probably a contract basis or stuff, but I know most of them are trying to create their own stuff. Big shout out to Jake, who's the CEO of Mr. Iconic Brand. He's like a literal manager to some guys called Phil and the Gang. Those guys are dope ass music. You should go to AG and listen to those guys. They're dope. Anyway, this was not product. They have not paid me to advertise them on this podcast, so this is just like a favor, man. Like, anyway, high school is dope. From 3, you got interested, dated for a while, kissed the little girls, came to high school, was like two-timing some girls. I don't know if they're hearing this. Damn! So yeah, it was fun. I go to functions, perform kidogo. I was in the Great Debaters contest. This is crazy, but it might be embarrassing. But I'm not telling you which school I was in, because if y'all know, you'll be like, I'm gonna go check that out. And I had no hair, but guys, this was embarrassing because it's like I was reciting a poem. Oh man, Mariam Bishar was the host. Oh, it was crazy, man. Ah, damn, man. God. It was embarrassing because. And I did push ups. I don't know if it's this that is still out there in Safaricom. Like, I think most of the things. I think I'm out in the public quite a lot, low key, because I was in the Insider magazine some time back. That is way back. Like, I was so interested in that. I used to be a so called rapper. I was like, there's a time I performed, and guys were like, yo! And I used to wear the Marvins, but not really nice, like a beanie. I used to like pull them back in the go so that my hair will be seen. It was just a weird swag for my days. Most people understand this. So it was really interesting. And I used to wear boots. I don't know where those boots went. Literally black Timberlands. I used to wear a white trouser. Not sagging. I hate sagging. It's just not for me. I don't like it. And there's that. And I used to wear that. I used to wear this bling that some chokora took for me when I was hella drunk. That day I came drunk. That was in campus. Damn, that's 2016, man. I remember that day I was in campus and I got drunk. And this chokos just came and took this bling. I'm like, yo, the chokos is like, apana. So he was really a good friend. Like, apana nihanda, because they knew me when I was in campus and used to go to like Jivanji a lot. So that day we decided to drink, me and my homies. By then, yeah. So I don't know where Robert is. I used to live around Junction. He's a really nice guy. He used to be like a musician, used to create beats. I hope he's doing well. Anyway, so I got drunk that day and I drank a flat vodka. I remember, I can never forget that day. I was in Nairobi, the CBD, man. It was quite safe by then. You used to drink. That's when the Nakumat lifestyle, was it lifestyle? It was there. Around Koinange Street, up over Nakumat something. Can't remember the name. But UON used to be there. Guys used to chill. You used to go there and find homies, the celebrities. These guys who are now probably doing so well in the showbiz. Like, doing, you see these guys who are really good on Instagram events, like club events. Like, they post and you see diva moments or stuff. Like, it's happening. It's like the Las Vegas of Kenya. If you all want to meet that world, it's really interesting. It's not as rowdy as clubbing. Those people go shouting, oh guys, and sharp. It's really chill. People go smoke their shisha. There's hip hop, there's dope stuff. It's guys are really making money out of that, and they're really dope, you know. They really do a lot. They really created a nice lifestyle out of that, because they're bringing celebrities in Kenya. They're these people who are event organizers. It's a really interesting world. I'd love to be. I want to get in there. I have a link. I probably want to learn that more. So anyway, it's like this world for the mafia. You know, guns and bitches and stuff. Sorry to say bitches. It's just slang that's used out there. I don't use that word. But anyway, guys. Anyway, so I got drunk and I came home. So that day, my dad was home. My mom was home. And I was like, I used the back door. And I've never used the back door. I was like, umelewa, ya bani mseleme. Mimi zede 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 kuja pape. And they definitely noticed, and they never acted up that day, but it was really intense, because I never understood where my dad did this, but he actually went to my campus. I'm a grown ass dude, man. Why would you come to talk to the operations manager? I mean, it looks like a criminal offense to get drunk in the CBD, bro. Yo, come on. But that was a. But the last time I actually drunk, that was in 2018. Like, you know, I was chilling with my girlfriend by then, and my homies. But yo, I drank beer. But then I don't know why drunkards like influencing you. I'm not saying this in a bad way, but they have this way of influencing you, like you should take a shot. So I took a couple of shots, and we bought KFC. Man, I used to spend on this guy. Wow. Anyway, it was by then. Anyway, I had to have money. Anyway, guys, so that day I'm just chilling at the balcony and I'm looking down. There's a roof, it's just chilled, it's in Westlands, it's a nice Airbnb, it's really cozy, it's quiet. We met the owner in the morning, but in the story short, I started puking. And then, funny thing, my girlfriend by then is puking in the washroom. My homie is literally laughing at me. He's like, bro, you said you don't do this. I'm like, bruh, after clear, and then you come here, and then I'm puking. Like, I went and looked at her in the washroom, and then I'm here, I'm in the sink, and I'm puking. And guys, so I took a joint, and I got so, you know, you're faded and you're drunk, and you're like, oh god, crap, this is crazy, no way. And I looked and I was hallucinating. I was puking blood and yeast. And I was like, that my body is pushing itself outside. I'm feeling, oh, do you all know that feeling? And I was so hella faded. Like, I was like, God, if I survive this, I am never drinking again. Like, no. Like, it was crazy, because that was a crazy experience, and I never wanted to experience that, because that's when I hated, like, I literally, genuinely, like, honestly hated alcohol. Like, no offense to the guys who drink, like, y'all are cool, like, yay, I like chilling with y'all, but for me, it's not my thing. Like, no way, I prefer the hub, like, no way. Like, that day was hella crazy for me. I blacked out, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I took a joint. I was so okay and I ate and I was fine. But that day I was like, confession, nah, I ain't taking that shit no more. And I cut off some people, like, kind of broke up with the girl. Yeah, and I cut them off completely. Recently met the best friend, had something to do, you know, we sorted it out and stuff. But yeah, I kind of stopped. And life changed because I remembered, you know, in high school it was different. You know, so our bedmate, I'd stay with a guy who used to do my bedmate, literally the next one was called Moas. He used to do motocross. His brother Peter, we had a guy called Joro. He was really, I don't know, he was, let's say, weird in high school. He'd sag a baggy trouser. He'd look like this guy who says, yo, it's your birthday, you know. He used to stay in Kinangop, if I'm not wrong, if I can remember the name quite well. Don't know if it's Nanyuki, Nyahururu, somewhere there. He used to have big mandazis. He used to bring big mandazis in school. He was really intelligent in math. He liked business, you know, and stuff. But yeah, it was really, really nice in high school. And I learned a lot, and I feel like it really molded you, especially mentally, because you probably, if you were a dude who was solo, you probably interacted with many people on campus, became this person who grown. My craft was really influenced a lot with high school, because I literally used to read the news in front of everyone on a Friday, on parade. Like, it was a norm now. Like, and I literally skinned the teachers alive. Like, if something was supposed to be addressed, I'd put it there. And the teachers never used to give a hit about it, because they were like, yeah, it's your duty to actually address. And I used to hear stories, and guys would be so interested with how I used to write. So that's where the interest for writing, music, and the crafts or industry and the all entertainment world really got to me, and social media and stuff. That's where I learned. In campus as well, I got into journalism, public relations. And funny enough, not bragging or anything, but campus was different for me. I never used to perform that well in high school, but in campus, I never failed. I got passes, distinctions and stuff, and I got to understand that sometimes life is life. Life is interesting because you get to meet people, you get to understand. Because my story is really interesting, because after that I graduated, I got to meet many people, I got into the advertising industry. literally in my 19s or 20s, I got to host a literal corporate event in, it was the practitioners, APA, something practitioners in advertising. I can't remember the name. But there was Dentsu, there was Creative YNR, there was Ogilvy and Mathers. I got to literally meet these people who literally sit down on CNN and talk, and these corporates and people who actually change the world. And these people, you see, these movies where you see people who are living in the woods, I'm just giving a scenario, who live in the woods in a glass house. It's not really glass, but it's really nice and a nice car. It's quiet, they're drinking coffee, they're working from home, like that type of vibe. I got to literally, and like my life has been literally rubbing shoulders with these people, and I've been pulled to that world because even in my young ages, I was really interested in getting to learn these people. I am really a fanatic for radio, and definitely in the outcome, maybe that will be my future or a bigger calling. But don't you think that the high school fiasco or whatever you got to learn and whatever you experienced or whatever you are, you got to learn. There's a time in high school. Do you guys high school know pasa pasa? I feel like this is illegal to say. But if you all know Pasa Pasa, it was illegal to watch in high school. But yes, yo, we did. I mean, we were misfits. It was really interesting. And we used to like reggae, you know, raga. Dancehall by then was really dope. I mean, hip-hop was really not that interesting. But my interest was really trap soul. We used to have this crazy teacher who used to wake us at 3:30 a.m. Just coming out of... Hey, he used to call him Mr. Mwenda, but we used to call him Mwenzetu. Because he used to come, just, I don't know if he got drunk, and just came, and started hitting, and he's like, Mwamuke, Mwamuke, Mwache Ujinga. And we're like, bro, we're waking up at 4:30, why the hell are you in our dorms and cubicles at 3:30 in the a.m.? But trust me, if you don't wake up, whew, if he came at that 4:30 a.m., me, there's a time I got out of the window. Like, I don't even know how I survived. But since I was actually quite asthmatic in high school, there's a time I got an attack and it was weird. But it was really, you get to meet friends. I feel like loyalty as well for friends was really good in high school. Because if someone was to fall down, you'll fall. I remember there's some dudes, I really respect them. Like those guys learned how to burn the school and stuff. Cops came and they were caught and they never backed down. Like they were beat up and they confessed and they're like, yeah, just expel us. I mean, what the fuck? And imagine they just went to these high schools like Leeches and stuff and they did well. And they're doing well currently. So anyway, guys, my personal view is like it really molded you and you grew to become a better version of yourself or whoever you are right now. And you get to learn a lot because experiences actually do come with lessons. And if you get to look at yourself, how you've grown and how you've become right now, whatever experience you've had in your school, I mean, doesn't it play a very interesting role? No, shout out to those people who've actually, I know some people who've had friends like for so long. I've had homies who we never schooled together but used to one day live around the same neighborhood, go to the same church. Right now it's around 12 or 10 years or 13, if I'm not wrong. We've actually known each other and it's really interesting to know that, you know, because you have a different bond. You, it's just a different way you relate with each other. Just different. So anyway, guys, it was really interesting. Thank you so much for 539 lessons. It's really interesting. Right now our target is getting to 100 plays, guys, because right now I'm in 47. Let's do this, guys, because we are about to do something big. We're about to start earning, and it's so good for us, guys, because this has been something we started in 2020 September 1st, and I mean, that's how many years? 2020, 2021, 2022. Almost 3 years, guys. It's 2 years and a few months in the counting. And I'm really glad that we are moving swiftly. Thank you so much. I feel like this is the longest we've actually done. We're getting bigger and better. And I mean, why don't we do this? I mean, if you want a feature, there's this guy we really want to do a feature, but we keep missing because of schedules and stuff. But we will definitely. And I mean, thank you so much. Shout out to everyone. US, you guys are listening in so much. So right now, we are now net 5% is really big for me. Thank you so much. To the other countries, you know, Morocco, Nigeria, Ghana, Mauritius, man. Oh, there's one called Bhutan. I don't know where Bhutan. Where is Bhutan, guys? But thank you so much. So thank you so much. Coming up next, we will come back with so much more. Remember, I told you guys we'll be featuring. I started with my own. I mean, not? But anyway, thank you so much, guys. We will be back with another awesome Just Chat podcast. This is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. And don't forget, right now you can catch me on Instagram at justchat.pod. That is JustChat.pod. And you can also find me on Danny the Storyteller. That is with a single L. And you can click there because it's linked. So we'll definitely see each other. Thank you so much. See you. Blessings on blessings. As I say, success is the best revenge. That is beauty in expression. And stay woke. Yeah. I mean, it's your life. You definitely have to make the best out of it. Because eventually, you are your own competition. See you guys. Bye-bye. Blessings. Thank you.